Hello, spinners, and welcome back to our podcast, Life Spins. I hope you had a beautiful day or you're having one, because sometimes life spins so fast at you that you have to get yourself together and rest and take your time to avoid making a mistake or doing something wrong. Let me tell you a short story time of what happened to me yesterday, because this just reminded me that God sends human beings into our lives as angels, and we actually have to open ourselves up to hear him, listen and adhere to his word. If not, we are going to miss it, because I sure did miss it yesterday. So yesterday, I went to withdraw in Nigeria. Currently, there are new Naira notes being printed out, and there is a law for everyone. A law has been passed for everyone to have the new cash as of 31st, which is today. And I went to withdraw on 30, although it has been moved to the 10th of February. Happy Valentine's in advance. But I needed some cash to leave work to come back home. So I went to the ATM, and this man was, he was before me, but eventually he was like, he's not going to try again, because he was paying attention to the man before him. Meanwhile, I was trying the other machine. Then when I came out of the other cubicle and said, oh, you're not trying it out, let me try it out, he was like, which card are you using? And I was like, UBA. And he was like, that's GT. And the don't do it. And I was like, why is he telling me not to do it? Like, he wasn't giving me a good enough reason. So I put my card in. Then when I put my card in, it was like, you just swallowed the other card, guy's card. And my mind was like, positive thinking, it's not going to happen to me, I'm God's child, please, it's not going to happen to me, all belongs to me. I was just like, God, please, please. And sadly enough, he swallowed my card. I became so emotional, because like, I just finished running like a 12-hour shift, and I was kind of like tired, and I just needed to go home, exercise, go to church, because it was also my cousin's birthday. So I just wanted to like really, oh, meanwhile, today's 30th, I really messed up the dates right now. But I just wanted to go home and relax. I just called my sister, and I was just crying, because I was speaking with the security man, and obviously, and apparently CBN has a policy where they don't give cards. So yeah, that's my short story about, not so short, about how God sends angel to us, because I believe that God sent that man to me, but apparently I didn't listen, so I couldn't hear what God was telling me. I literally posted this on my Twitter. So yeah, that's it. So let's get into today's topic, which is on imposter syndrome. Yes, it's such a common term that is being bounced on everyone on the internet right now. But yesterday, I truly felt the imposter syndrome energy. You know, when you come onto the online space as a creator, not a consumer, because you have been on the consumer lane for a while and you decide to start creating, and you already have people that you look up to in this space that are creators, that have been OGs in this lane, and suddenly you start saying, oh, you start thinking, wow, so I want to start creating alongside the greats, you know. I really felt this yesterday, because I was like, why do I feel like what I'm putting out here is good enough, when there are people that have been doing this for a long time and everybody already knows them? Should I just pack my bags and leave this online space? Am I enough? What I'm preaching, is it just repetition of what my faves have said? Or am I really bringing something to the table? You know, yeah, just remember this meme of I am the table. But like, in reality, you have to have something that you're bringing into the onto the table. If not, you're going to be repeating what other people have done and what other people have said, and you're not really spectacular. It's just the truth, because you've been doing what everybody has been doing. And it just made sense to me to like draw back a little bit, because repetition in the sense of creating content, that's making videos for me, because I love YouTube. It's been so amazing. It's been so great. But I've gotten into trouble with so many times when creating content, like people chasing me. God, because Nigeria is crazy. I think other people also experience this, but the chasing around can be really stressful, not having everything I need. Although I really, really do try to create what's in my head with what I have, sometimes it can be really, really tough to create content when you're not confident that what you're putting out is the best, you know. Although it's the best you can afford, but it's not the best that the world needs, because there's so many people with amazing gear, amazing products. So what's that thing that's making you stand out for people to watch you? These are the thoughts that go through my head, and I just wanted to say on here, because I know that I'm not crazy, and there is someone out there that is feeling how I am right now. And recently I've been on the vulnerable part of this, of social media, and it really feels so nice to just say that it as it is and not mince my words, or even, you know, just make it like I'm not going through anything. And it's just really easy to just do things, because in as much as when you know what you're doing is easy for you, for a while I have just been trying to like know what is keeping me going, like ascertain why I'm doing this, who I'm doing this for, you know, where I even want to put it out. Yes, because I left Instagram for a while now, because like I've been trying to like answer these questions to myself, and I just feel like it's a very, very valuable like thing to do, because when you ask yourself these questions, then you're not chasing what other people are chasing. In as much as, yes, that's what everybody's doing, you now know what you want. So what everybody wants is not your problem. It's not your business, because you already know at the end of the day that what you're doing is what you want your life to be like, and that's what matters to you. I hope this makes sense. And yes, so that's what has been going through my mind. And I just really feel like it's very powerful for you to understand yourself, because when you understand yourself, it's just easy for you to not feel like the world is against you, or you do not have like something valuable to offer. Because trust me, we all do, because we are all different individuals and we know ourselves. Also, I saw this thing of on a podcast I listened to, Make Art No Content, and he talked about Emma Chamberlain, you know, and her having so much copies. I feel like I'm going to actually do an entire episode on this, which is like copying people and what it means to me, because I know it means a lot of things to other people. But what he was saying, which I want to say on here right now, is that a lot of people are copying Emma Chamberlain, you know, but without knowing or understanding her. And I understand the aspect, copying people, you can be very shallow while copying people, because you don't understand their content process or their creating process. So you're just copying what you've already seen that they have produced. You don't know what's in the works for them. You don't know what they are building currently and haven't shown the world. You just copy what you've seen out there already. And it's quite sad, because a lot of people have actually built like massive audiences over copying other creators. And that's to show you that you really can do anything in this world. But do you really want to be known for being somebody else? You know, I don't know if you're happy with that. I don't know. It's just something that we all need to ask ourselves, because everybody is so vastly different. And yes, so that's my thoughts on the imposter syndrome. And I just pray that if you're feeling this way, that you get through it happily, peacefully, and sanely, because trust me, it can be a whole lot sometimes. But I'm rooting for you, and you're going to go through this with God strengthening you. Just pray, take your time. I have been really consistent with the Bible app, and I am so internally grateful because I feel so close to Jesus every single day, and it just really makes me so happy and so grateful. I know I'm not a perfect Christian, but at least I'm trying to build that relationship, and I hope that this pushes you to also try to repair your relationship or start a relationship with God. Have a beautiful day, Spinner, and I will see you on my very next episode. Remember to shine bright, and even though the world is spinning, know when to take a step back and rest. Love you. Till next time. Adios.